Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Anything that's trying to keep the light out and the blessing out, we have the authority and power to bind up.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Anything that's trying to hold people down and oppressed and keep them from getting out, we have the power to loose.
Yes.
The people need to be loosed.
Yes.
From the bondages of the enemy. Remember Jesus said about that woman bowed over with the spirit of infirmity. He said Satan had bound her those 18 years, and he said she ought to be loosed. Right? And the keys to the kingdom are binding and loosing. Letting heaven manifest in the earth. And letting the captive go free. That pleases the Lord. It pleases heaven when people get loose. When people get free. Do you believe that? When the oppressed goes free, heaven is happy.
Yes.
When the blind, the spiritual blind, can see. When the prisoner is set free. Glory to God. When the broken is made whole. When the oppressed gets peace and joy. It makes heaven happy. That's our mission. Expanding the kingdom. Letting the King of Kings reign over us. But then letting that kingdom spread. How many want God to reign over the people that live beside you and behind you, in front of you, and the people that you work with? We want this kingdom to expand all around us. And when we walk into a place, we are the light of the world. The light's in us. And those who are in dominion, if you could hear in the Spirit, when you walk in and you're full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith and love and the Word, if you could listen in the Spirit, you start hearing this, creak, 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 just because you walked in. And they're thinking, don't tell them about Jesus. Don't tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them the truth. Don't tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them. And you don't have to be preachy. You don't have to be pushy. You can just say, He's real to me. Let me tell you what He did for me today. And already, shafts of light, boom, they come right through the gate. And the imps go, that got by me. Did that get by you? Yes, it got by me. Did they see it? I think they did. Look at them. Look at them. Because the gates can't prevail. They can't keep it out. And what's the light? The glorious light comes in. What will the truth do for you? It will make you free. It can't keep them in.
That's right. That's right.
Woo, hallelujah. And it starts and ends with Jesus. In Revelation 1 and 18, Jesus said, I am He that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I want you to know this. I have the keys. What do keys do? Lock and unlock. The keys of hell and of death. That's why He started talking about I was dead. That's why He had to die. Through death, He destroyed him that had the power of death. That is the devil. Glory to God. Skip down to the third chapter. Third chapter of Revelation, verse 7. To the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things says He that is holy, He that is true, He that has the key of David, He that what? Opens and no man shuts and shuts and no man opens. Did Jesus obtain this? Yes. Does He have this?
Yes.
Well, why are we talking about us? Because He got it and then He left the earth. He left. He's at the right hand of the Father. Not before delegating this to His body. He's the head. We're the body. He told us, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Are we connected to heaven?
Yes.
We're the body. Where's the head? The head's in heaven. Yeah. Where's it all coming from? From the head, from heaven. But we're connected.
That's right.
Why can we bind and loose? Because He can bind and loose. We're connected. Why can we, how can we open and get open what the devil tries to keep closed? How can we shut up what he's trying to do? Open and no man shuts. Shuts and no man opens. Can you hear those gates? Eek, eek, creak, shake. What's going on? The devil is desperately, his time's running out. He is desperately trying to control this thing because this is his last hoorah of playing God. And he's had a run at it, and he's caused some damage, no doubt about it, but it's about over.
Yes.
Oh, he don't want to hear that. So I'm going to say it again. It's about over.
Yes.
It's about over.
Yes.
Did you hear him rattle? Did you hear the gates rattle? Another 10,000 got out. Another 20,000 got out. Got out. Oh, he's losing. He's losing, folks. Light's getting in. Glory to God. You know what this is over here? It's a weapon. It's a weapon. Woo! You ever seen Star Wars or Star Trek? Did you know, truthfully speaking, the reality of God actually has more in common with science fiction ideas than it does a lot of religious ideas? It's not fiction, but space is real. And God is real. And light. And beings. There are beings interacting here that are from off world. I can see it. I can see from the life star in heaven a shaft coming down and hitting this place. Boom! Bonk! I'm not saying it right. And then this thing going. And then. Whoosh, light beams all over. Shafts of light. Russia, China, South America. Come on, are you listening? Somebody say glory to God. Did you hear those gates? Creak, creak. They're yelling, hold it, hold it. I can't hold it. The light's getting in. People that are in darkness, in parts of the world, dark places. Dark places right here in this country. And the light, the glorious light of the gospel of the kingdom, the good news about Jesus, gets in no matter what the devil tries to do to keep it out. And if they'll believe it and receive it, all the demons in hell can't keep them from leaving that place. They will... The power of God will translate them. I mean, come on, think about it. Translated, out they come. Next thing you know, whoop, they're over there. And we need to be right there with them going, come on, let's get you suited up. Come on. Come on, we got work to do. We got to get some more folks out. Need to get your family out. Need to get your friends out. Right? Does this bless anybody? Are you stirred up? Is this true or not?
Yes.
It's true. This is not fiction. This is not imaginary. This is Bible.
Yes.
Light and life from heaven is flowing into the earth. And the enemy is desperately trying to keep it out and keep the prisoners in. But it's not happening. Jesus said, I'm building my church. I don't care what he does. And his little gates, his little attempt to keep this thing shut down, play God with this world, they shall not prevail. My truth's coming in, and the captives are going free. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Whew. Acts 26. In closing, I think. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. I'm ready to get this thing online. How about you? That's... Don't misunderstand me. There's a lot of things going on around the world. Powerful ministry and tools all over this planet. That's why the devil's losing them by the thousands and scores of thousands and millions. And all of us have our part to do. How many know you've got your part to do?
Yes.
You do. Don't think, well, I'll just come say hallelujah in church, take a few notes. That's my... No, no. You are also boots on the ground. There is something you can do to help make a real effect of getting light in and getting people out. And no part of this is insignificant. Don't let it be too trivial for you. How many know a lot of people had to do a lot of natural things for us to have this service here this morning? How many hundreds and hundreds of things behind the scene that you didn't see? But do these folk, are they in the kingdom? Are they doing kingdom work? Are they doing something that's affecting the light and getting people out? They are. Everybody can have a part of doing this. Acts 26. 26. What is it? Let me look at 17 here. He said, delivering you from the people, from the Gentiles to whom now I send you. And verse 18, to, this is what he said, I've delivered you from and I'm sending you to do this. Are we delivered from?
Yes.
And are we sent to?
Yes.
To do what? To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. And when that happens, they are delivered from the power of Satan under the power of God. They're out of the kingdom and domain of darkness under God's reign, His kingdom. That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Not just miss hell and go to heaven only, but also an inheritance and a part in this kingdom. How many know we're being trained right now to do what in the future? To rule and to reign with Him in the kingdom that shall never end. Are you excited about this?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.